With the publication of the Legg report, we're back into the situation of looking at MPs' expenses again, and people obviously get very steamed up about this whole matter. I think it's probably worth just taking a quick look at the history of where the current expenses system came from and why things got into the mess that it obviously did. There's always been some kind of expenses fund available. Initially, this was very much a discretionary thing, so that if an MP found themselves in financial difficulty through the expenses of living in London, there was a fund which they could draw upon. Under Margaret Thatcher, things became quite different. She was at that when she was in power, she was trying to impose a pay freeze on most public servants within the country, and she couldn't obviously raise the pay of MPs against this background. So she actually chose to put far more emphasis on the expenses fund instead. And I think there was at that stage a major shift. It was a question of moving away from here is a fund which you can draw on if you absolutely need it, to here is a fund which you can use to top up your take-home earnings and, by all means, just go ahead and use it. So at that stage, there would have been the definition of a number of amounts that you could begin to claim for different sorts of expenses. So, you know, there is an amount for housing, and there is an amount for food, and various different things are defined in that way. So with the culture of entitlement which came in with this, then people obviously begin to look at this quite differently. And you've got to remember that a lot of the people who are in Parliament, perhaps especially in the Conservative Party, are people from a business background, and they're used to looking at opportunities, making the most of what is available to them, and they're also keen on setting aside money for their old age on and various other things. So a lot of them will have been calling in their accountants to advise what it is they should be doing in terms of maximising their income and making sure that they were fine for the future. So accountants looking at this system would have said, very sensibly, well, if you're going to be in London for some time as an MP, the obvious thing to do is to buy a house and to use your expenses to pay off your mortgage interest, so that at the end of the day, when you retire or when you lose your seat, you've got something that you can fall back on. You've made a profit out of this. So this was a perfectly normal thing that any competent accountant would advise their clients. Now, obviously, for some people who are not in safe seats, they would have done things differently. And many of these chose to rent a property, and they were then having to pay the market rent, which in London is not cheap. But I think that the whole matter of the safe seats really does seem to have played quite a key part in all of this, because those people who are in the safest seats have tended to be those that perhaps behaved in the most extreme way within the expenses scandal. And we'll come and look at that later.